Hare Krishna. Shiva Vihar. Gopi Jana Vallabha Gopi Jana Vallabha Sadanandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yasadanandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Jai Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Nitai Gauranga Bolo Nitai Gauranga Nitai Gauranga Bolo Nitai Gauranga Jai Sachinandana Gaura Hari Jai Sachinandana Gaura Hari Gaura 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 Hari Gaura 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 Hari Jai Sachinandana Gaura Hari Jai Sachinandana Gaura Hari बोलिए Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jai Jai Krishna Balaram. Jai Guru Premanandi Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Parijikacharya Stuta Satsati Mahari Swangis A.C. Bhakti Viranti Swami Shivapad Maharaj Ki Jai Nam Charya Shilaharidas Chakur Ki Jai Anand Koti Vishnavind Ki Jai Prem Sibalo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siddhita Garadhar Shiva Sadhgur Bhakta Vind Ki Jai श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर ललित विशाखा कृष्ण बलराम श्री गौर निताय भगवान की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय बरसाना धाम की जय वृंदावन परिक्रमा की जय तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की जय श्याम वेद भक्त वृंद की जय गंगमय जवनमय की जय निताय गौर प्रेमनंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द सम डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द सम डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द सम डिवोटीज All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we are reading from 8th Canto, chapter 20, verses 16 to 19. So I'll be reading the first few slokas and then when you come to 19, you can all repeat. Evam saptasva guruna satyana chalito mahan vamanayan dadavanam archivodaka parvakam. Sukadev Goswami continued, even after being cursed in this way by his own spiritual master, Bali Maharaj, being a great personality, never deviated from his determination. Therefore, according to custom, he first offered water to Vamandev and then offered him the gift of land he had promised. Next sloka. Vindhyavalis tadagatya patni jhalakamalini aninye kalasam haimam avane jhani apamritam. Translation, Bali Maharaj's wife, known as Vindhyavali, who was decorated with a necklace of pearls, immediately came and had a large golden water pot brought there, full of water with which to worship the Lord by washing his feet. Yajmana swayam tasya srimat pada yugam muda Avani Jyavahan Murdani Tad Apo Viswapavini. Translation, Bali Maharaj, the worshipper of the Lord, Vamandev, jubilantly washed the Lord's lotus feet and then took the water on his head For that water delivers the entire universe. Now you can all repeat after me. Tada Surendram Divi Devata Gana. Tada Surendram Divi Devata Gana. Gandharva Vidyadhara Siddhacharana. Gandharva Vidyadhara Siddhacharana. Tat karma sarvayapi gunanta arjavam. Tat karma sarvayapi gunanta arjavam. Vasuna varasur vivrusur mudanvita. Vasuna virasur vivrusur mudanvita. Tada Surendram Divi Devata Gana. Gandharva Vidyahara Siddhacharana. Tat Karma Sarve Api Grunanta Arjavam. Prasuna Varase Vivrusur Mandanvita. Tada Surendram Divi Devata Gana. Gandharva Vidyahara Siddhacharana. Tat Karma Sarve Api Grananta Arjavam. Prasuna Virasur Vivrasur Mudanvita. Bolo. Tada Surendram Divi Devata Gana. Gandharva Vidyahara Siddhacharana. Tat Karma Sarve Api Grinanta Arjavam. Prasun Vivasur Vivasur Madanvita. Tada Surendram Divi Devata Gana. Gandharva Vidyahara Siddhacharana. Tat Karma Sarve Api Grinanta Arjavam. Prasuna Varase Vivasur Mudanvita. Tada Surendram Divi Devata Gana. Gandharva Vidyahara Siddhacharana. Tat Karma Sarve Api Grinanta Arjavam. Prasuna Varase Vivasur Mudanvita. Mataji. Tada Surendram Divi Devata Gana. Gandharva Vidyahara Siddhacharana. Tat Karma Sarve Api Grinanti Ajavam. Sunavrasur Vivasur Mudanvita. Tada Surendram Divi Devata Gana. Gandharva Vidyahara Siddhacharana. Tat Karma Sarve Api Grinanti Ajavam. Rasun Virase Vivasur Mudanvita. Tada.
at that time. Asura Indram unto the king of the demons. Bali Maharaj, Devi in the higher planetary system. Devata Gana, the residents known as the demigods. Gandharva, the Gandharvas. Vidyahara, the Vidyaharas. Siddha, the residents of Siddhaloka. Charana, the residents of Charanloka. Tat, that. Karma, action. Sarve, api, all of them. Grinanta, declaring. Arjavam, plain and simple. Prasunavarse, with a shower of flowers. Vivrusu, released. Muda Anvita, being very pleased with him. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S. C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. At that time, the residents of the higher planetary system, namely the demigods of the Gandharvas, the Vidyaharas, the Siddhas, and the Charanas, all being very pleased by Bali Maharaj's simple, non-duplicious act, praised his qualities and showered upon him millions of flowers. Purport. Ajivam, simplicity or freedom from duplicity, is a qualification of a Brahmana and a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava automatically acquires all the qualities of a Brahmana. Yasyati bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarver gunes tatra samasta sura. This is from Bhagavatam 5.18.12. A Vaishnava should possess the Brahmanical qualities such as Satyam, Sama, Dama, Titiksa and Ajava. There cannot be any duplicity in the character of a Vaishnava. When Bali Maharaj acted with unflinching faith and devotion unto the lotus feet of the Lord Vishnu, this was very much appreciated by all the residents of the higher planetary system. Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Prashatade Satarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadar Shivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Everyone with love and devotion. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Many wonderful points in just a short purport and a few shlokas here. Now we're talking about the Upadevatas becoming happy. You know, these demigods are mentioned here are considered to be like the secondary level demigods. You know, the primary demigods are not mentioned here at the moment. And then their happiness. Their happiness that they are witnessing because Bali Maharaj is surrendering. Yeah. So if Bali Maharaj is surrendering, why are the demigods happy? Why not the demons? Question. Eh? Then you have Vindhyavali who is bringing a pot, a golden pot, golden pot to wash the feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of a brahmachari. And then also the point that is being made very distinctly and very deeply here by Srila Prabhupada in the purport is that the qualities of a Brahmana and the qualities of a Vaishnava Brahmana. You know? So these are the points that we can focus on. And then also at the same time, we have to get some realization that can we all do what Bali Maharaj did? Yes or no? Okay. And how great a personality he must have been that his name is already entered in the Srimad Bhagavatam, right? You know, how many of you heard of the Guinness Book of Records? Like, almost everyone, right? How many of you heard of Srimad Bhagavatam? Should be like this, right? So, even in the Guinness Books of Records, because of Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we have now got the Bhagavad Gita listed. You know that? The largest Bhagavad Gita in the world is considered to be the largest religious, you know, literature or granth or scripture in the world. It weighs about 2,000 pounds. It's actually 1,750 pounds this Bhagavad Gita weighs. You know, how many people need to carry that? No, it's on wheels. Yeah. It's got its own auto rickshaw. And it's got something like 675 pages. Each page is laminated. Now when we think of lamination, it seems simple, right? Because you take this small page, A4 size page, and you laminate it down the store. But when Madhusavita Prabhu, who was inspired to do this, so that this Bhagavad Gita could be listed in the Guinness Book of Records, so that it can be recognized worldwide. Krishna gives intelligence to the devotees, no? Krishna says, Sadavan bhajate yomam dadami buddhi yogantam. That I give intelligence to those devotees who worship me with love and devotion. You know? So when this devotee, he got this inspiration, he had to work very hard because this book is like twice the human size, the each page. So this size of pages are not existent. You know? They don't exist. It's not like you can go down the stationery store and say, I need 12 feet by 25 feet page and I need 700 of them. And then even if you get them, you can't go down the lamination store and say, can you laminate this? Because they don't have a machine that big size. So when we think of this Bhagavad Gita, just consider how much tapasya was put behind it by some devotee. And that devotee went all the way to Japan and other places to figure out how he can make this unique book and give this eternal, unique message to the whole world in a very dynamic way. You know? Right? So finally they've worked out all this technology and everything, how to make these pages, how to print. Again, printing on page like that, how do you do that? Right? Requires intelligence. It required tapasya. Somebody had to really think hard. Somebody had to do so much research. And after all that hard work and research, this Bhagavad Gita got manifested. And see how kind Krishna is that he gets the Prime Minister of the country to come and inaugurate this Bhagavad Gita. So the whole world is watching now. You know? Everyone gets to know the Bhagavad Gita. So by Prabhupada's mercy, yes, we have entered the Guinness Book of Records. However, the sad part to it is that when there is Pralay or as Kali Yuga progresses, then the Guinness Book of Records will also be vanishing, you know. On the contrary, that is the difference between the Granth Bhagavatam and a recording book like the Guinness Book of Records, you know. What is the difference? The difference is that when something is entered in the Bhagavatam, it is there eternally. You know, Kali Yuga may come and go, Satyuga may come and go, Pralaya may come and go, you know. But these pastimes of these great devotees are always already eternally embedded. And this pastime of Bali Maharaj is not only relished by us Vaishnava devotees here, it is relished by the demigods also. Just think, even Lord Shiva is reciting the Granthas Bhagavatam to Parvati. No? Right? So this is important point that we have to try and understand that how great this Leela is, how great this pastime is, how great this personality was. Why were the demigods happy? Because the demigods could see that Bali Maharaj is now using his Brahmanical qualities. Jnanam, Vijnanam, Astikyam, right? Jnanam, he has knowledge. Vijnanam, he has the wisdom. Astikyam, he's got religiosity. And he's now utilizing this science of Brahmanical qualities to actually bypass the instructions of his spiritual master. It wasn't that he knew that Vamandev was the Supreme Lord until his guru told him. Right? Sukracharya told him, this is Vishnu. Right? And as soon as he understood that, he could see the higher level. That yes, this is Vishnu, this is my great opportunity. At the end of the day, when I leave my body, I have to give up everything. So I might as well give it to him. He's in person here, right in front of me. So he's giving everything very sincerely. And that's why the demigods are happy to see that he's utilizing his devotional qualities to surrender to Vamandev. And as he surrenders, what is the other benefit to the demigods? Remember, Bali Maharaj had conquered the universe. So now if he's surrendering to Vishnu, that means they can have their residences back. All these demigods, they have their own planets. So all this planetary system, entire thing was under the control of Bali Maharaj. But they could see now that they could rejoice, they could get their kingdoms back, they could get their residences back, and continue to do their services allocated to them peacefully rather than in fear. And in this respect, even Bali Maharaj is giving very nice explanations. Prahlad Maharaj is giving very nice explanation in the 7th canto about the qualities of Brahmana and how important it is to be a Vaishnava Brahmana. A Vaishnava Brahmana, that means as a Brahman who understands, he's not just a Pandit who recites slokas and knows thousands of slokas, but he knows how the slokas are connected to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and how to implement them properly according to time, place and circumstances. So here, Prahlad Maharaj is saying in the 7th canto, chapter 9, text 10, that if a Brahmana has 12 of the Brahmanical qualifications, but is not a devotee, is averse to the lotus feet of the Lord, he is certainly lower than a devotee who is a dog-eater. You see how Prabhupada is translating this. But who has dedicated everything, minds, words, activities, wealth and life to the Supreme Lord. Such a devotee is better than a Brahmana because a devotee can purify his whole family, whereas the so-called Brahmana in the position of a false prestige cannot purify even himself. See the greatness of a devotee. A devotee doesn't only make advancement and purify himself, but because the devotee is advanced due to his purity, he's like a touchstone, he can even purify his family, he can purify the congregation that's around him also. In the bhakti, Prabhupada says that in Hari Bhakti Sudodaya, there is a statement that Bhagavat Bhakti Hinasya jati sastram japas tapam apranasya iva desya mandam loka rajanam. And he repeats the same thing that is in the sloka, that if one is born in a high family like that of a Brahmana, Kshatriya or Vaishya, but is not a devotee of the Lord, all his good qualifications as a Brahmana, Kshatriya and Vaishyas are all null and void. So there's no value of that. Science. Indeed, they are considered decorations of a dead body. You see how Prabhupada explains that they consider, if you have so much knowledge, you are a great Pandit, but it's just considered like a decoration on a dead body. Why? Think why. Because if you cannot connect to Krishna, if you cannot connect, the soul to the super soul, and you are just repeating everything and doing all these exercises or chanting mantras, pujas, etc., just to satisfy basically your senses and other people's senses, then it doesn't purify you. It doesn't give you the opportunity to go back home, back to Godhead. So therefore, everything that you have is just like if you have $1 million in your bank, but what use is it to you when you leave your body? It stays in the bank, it doesn't go with you. The slokas, mantras and everything else that you know as a pandit doesn't go with you. It brings you back into another human form. Rather, let us follow what Prahlad Maharaj is saying, and Prabhupada is explaining here that in this verse, Prahlad Maharaj speaks of the vipras, the learned brahmanas. The learned brahmana is considered best among the divisions of brahmanas, kshatriyas, vaishyas and shudras. But a devotee born in a low chandal family is better than such brahmanas. Not to speak of kshatriyas, vaishyas and others. A devotee is better than anyone, for he is in the transcendental position of a brahmana platform. Prabhupada explains that the Europeans and Americans, in this paragraph, see how he stresses and he gives special emphasis, because these Europeans and Americans and the devotees who have come from out of Bharat, was they are not ordinary personalities, you know. They are also very special souls who met Srila Prabhupada personally. They came to assist Srila Prabhupada. Just like when Krishna comes, his sakhas and sakhis and the cows, they all come to assist. So all these foreign devotees, they came specifically to assist Srila Prabhupada. We should go out of our way to respect them, take their association, because they were touched by a touchstone like Srila Prabhupada. So no matter how much austerities they have to go through, they are going out of the way to preach all over the world. They are coming here and preaching. And they are showing, giving exemplary examples, standards. No. Rise above samo, damas, tapas, socham, everything. This is brahmanical qualities. A Vaishnava must have all these 12 qualities. But as a devotees, we imbibe 26 qualities by the mercy of these devotees who are running around on behalf of Srila Prabhupada. No. The European and American devotees in the Krishna conscious movement are sometimes accepted as brahmanas, but the so-called caste brahmanas are very much envious of them. In answer to such envy, Prahlad Maharaj says that one who has been born in a brahmana family but is falsely proud of his prestigious position cannot even purify himself, not to speak of his family. Whereas if a chandala, a low-born person, is a devotee and has fully surrendered unto the lotus feet of the Lord, he can purify his entire family. We have had actual experience of how Americans and Europeans, because of their full Krishna consciousness, have purified their whole family, so much so that a mother of a devotee at the time of her death inquired about Krishna with her last breath. Why is the last breath important? Antakale cha mam eva smaran muktava kaleva. You know, this is the power of a devotee, that even if your family members are not advanced, not connected to Krishna directly, but just by your presence and by just by you chanting the holy name at the time when they are departing, you can purify them, you know, liberate them. Therefore, it is theoretically true and has been practically proven that a devotee can give the best service to his family, his community, his society and his nation. You know, see what the devotees can do. So from this we can also understand, you see, like when we read about Vindhyavali was born in a Rakshasa family also. She was the wife of Bali Maharaj. And we may initially just think that, oh, because she's a dutiful wife, she's bringing this golden pot and assisting the husband. But actually, she's far more intelligent than even her husband. As you go further up in the next chapters, you will see that she is the person who saves her husband. Because when Bali Maharaj is doing Atma Nivedan, he is thinking, this is my head, this is my body. Understand, he is still on that bodily platform, so he is very proudly presenting his head. But as Vaishnavas, we understand that nothing belongs to us, even this body doesn't belong to us. So when his Bali Maharaj has been tied with ropes and taken away, who comes to his rescue? A very intelligent first class lady, the first lady from the Danavas, you know, culture. She is the first lady. She is the wife of Bali Maharaj. She is actually telling her husband that you are so foolish. You accumulated everything, you took everything away from the demigods, accumulated everything, and then you are giving everything in charity, and you think this is all belonging to you because you conquered everything. That was your false understanding. That was your illusion. And even when you surrendered your head, that was also very foolish of you, because you were thinking this is my head. When devotees come and offer something, they thank Krishna that you gave us this thing, so now please accept it and bless it so we can accept it as prasada. No? It's like Prabhupada gives this example, what can we actually give to Krishna? What can you really give to Krishna? What do you have that you can give to Krishna? So he gives example, it's like a father gives some pocket money to a child and he goes and buys a bag of candy. And the child comes and offers one candy back to the father out of love. Love is the only thing that you can offer to Krishna. And that's the only thing he's looking from us. He's not looking for the planetary system. He's not looking for your head. He's looking for the love that emanates from our heart. Can we develop that love for Krishna? That love will only come when we have proper understanding. But look at Bali Maharaj, such a great personality, had everything under his control and he was giving so much. But at the end of the day, he made the biggest fool of himself. Just that he was very fortunate that Lord touched him with his foot. And that's when he touches him with his foot, that is when he becomes purified. Until that time, he was not a Mahajan. The moment he touches, becomes a Maharaj. Just like the moment Narsingha Dev gives blessing to Prahlad, he touches him with his hand. Immediately Prahlad Maharaj is chanting all these shlokas. No? Even Prahlad Maharaj is saying, I don't know how I was chanting this shloka. The blessings of the Supreme Lord is unlimited, but that love and surrender is required with proper understanding. Otherwise, Brahma, Indra, Swamini, even Lakshmi Devi could not pacify Lord Narsingha Dev. But the moment his devotee came in front of him, immediately Lord Narsingha Dev saw the love that Prahlad Maharaj had for him. Prahlad Maharaj was distributing the holy name with love and devotion, regardless of time, place, circumstances. He was giving it freely. He didn't care what kind of austerities he had to perform. He didn't fear anything. Because he had absolute faith. And that faith we have to develop. That's why we cannot take example of Bali Maharaj and say, well, he did not listen to his Guru Maharaj, so sometimes if it doesn't work out, I also don't have to listen to my Guru Maharaj. No? He had Jnanam, Vijnanam, Astikam. Do we have any one of those? And if we do, what percentage of that do we have? No? Think. So we are trying to learn. He was learned. At least he was learned. And the fact that when he heard from his spiritual master that this is Vishnu, he immediately surrendered. This shows that he was in knowledge. He had wisdom. You know, his religiosity was put into real practice. And that was the best thing that anyone can do. That when the Supreme Lord is right in front of you, he's coming and begging from you. We are all coming in front of Krishna every day. Millions of people are going to the temple every day. Millions of people are going to their gurus every day to beg. We are all saying, please give blessings. I am having this problem, I am having that problem. Everyone, millions of people or zillions of people are going to beg. But here the Supreme Lord is coming to beg. That is the uniqueness. He is coming to beg. And why is he coming to beg? Because he wants to serve all his devotees, all the demigods. He wants to remove all the sufferings, you know. And most of all, he wants to remove the illusion that Bali Maharaj was living in. So please don't make that mistake. Think that, oh, I can follow my spiritual master when I want to, and I don't have to follow when I don't want to, or I can follow my authority as I please. You know, Siksha Guru, Diksha Guru, we have to respect them. All these Parivajakarachit devotees who are traveling and preaching, we have to respect them. Take the dust of the lotus feet, you have no idea who is who. All these devotees are traveling, coming, preaching. Sometimes they may appear to be very silent, very simple. But if you take association, then you realize how much knowledge they have, what experiences they have been through, you know. So many devotees have been through so many experiences. And like Prabhupada says, if you become an honest Vaishnava, you know, you follow all the 26 qualities that are given to us, you know, and you work on each quality. Am I really pure? Am I really honest? You know, am I really truthful? Am I performing austerities? Am I kind? You know? If I'm not, what can I do? Because I want to purify myself, I must. And I also want to see others get purified just by my presence, I must. Prabhupada gives that example here, that a mother is leaving her body and the last moment she is hearing the name of Krishna. And I'll conclude by giving you an example, that there was a father who threw his daughter out of the house many years back, because he could not understand that there is such a personality as half man and half lion can exist. You know? So when the daughters became very attached to Lord Narsingadev, and she started worshipping Lord Narsingadev at home and putting his picture, so all the family members became very disturbed. And so did the father. And ultimately this Mataji left her country and came to Mayapur, traveling in India, and round the clock she was very attached to Narsingadev. So she's always chanting Lord Narsingadev's pastimes, you know, remembering him and worshipping him. And then many years later, literally 30 years later, she got a call from her brother saying that the father is now in coma and if you want to see him, you should come now. So when she went, the father was still in coma. And so she went and she started chanting Lord Narsingadev's prayers. And of course the family members thought, she is still bonkers, she is still not grown out of it, you know. But a few hours later, the father's fingers started moving on the bed. Started moving. And then he came to consciousness. And the first thing he asked was for the daughter to come close to him and said, can you please sing me that half man, half lion prayers. Then he asked, can you teach me half man, half lion prayers? So now all the family members were really concerned. Daughter was gone, but now the father in this stage is also going crazy. That's what they thought. But when asked, he said when he was in coma, Lord Narsingadev was taking care of him. He saw Lord Narsingadev while he was in his coma. See the blessings of a child who was so dedicated to Lord Narsingadev. And he learnt those prayers and he sang those prayers, and a few weeks later he left his body singing those prayers. So don't ever underestimate of being in a position of a devotee. We have to live simple, we have to, you know, follow our discipline and principles and our sadhana, bhakti and everything, and just continue. You have no idea when and where Krishna is going to pick you up and put you as an instrument to serve somebody. And he does that purposefully to make you realize that he actually is there, he's been with you all the time, he's taking care of you all the time. It's just that we are not that advanced to see it and feel it. Thank you very much. So let's try and follow in the footsteps of the great devotees, and let's try and follow Srila Prabhupada's, you know, instructions that he has given to us. Very simple. Chanting the holy name, doing our sadhana bhakti, following four regulatory principles, and preaching. Preaching is the essence. We must preach. Every day you must preach. Wherever you get opportunity, you must preach. Because preaching will keep you alive in your Krishna consciousness. Very, very important. Because when you preach, you teach people how to chant. You give books and you request people to, you know, read the books. Sometimes you show them paragraphs in the books. You're distributing book and you tell them this book is all about you. You know? Because it's true. It's all about them. They're also in the body. The soul is also in the body. So you're reminding them. In this way you will keep reminding yourself of your constitutional position. We'll continue reminding ourselves. The more we preach, the more we will remember that we also are in a situation where we have to continue. It may appear like you are rehearsing every day, you are chanting 16 rounds every day. But why 16? Why not 64? Why not make some special time every 2 weeks on Ekadasi and go and chant 64 rounds? Prabhupada said minimum 16, so why not chant at least 25 or 35, 45 rounds, more than 16 every day? That's what's going to save us. So again, in the Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada says, Arjuna, simplicity of freedom from duplicity. Remember, that is the motto of life. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Thank you. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.